Thank you so much for having me on. It's amazing. I'm very grateful for it.
No, I think what you... Daniel, where did planking start for you? I know that it was a worldwide phenomenon, what, probably 8 or 9 years ago now that I think someone first heard of planking?
I think it would have been about 10 years ago, I think planking really hit the market where, you know, you lay on all fours, and see how long you can plank for.
Yeah,
it's always been in the gym activities and, you know, you always average out about a minute and a half to 2 minutes.
That's it. It's always been a part of your gym, a lot of people's gym routine, hasn't it?
That's exactly right, exactly. Even when, my first plank was only last draw, you know, a little bit here and there, but we started really planking in November last year. It was like 2 minutes, and it was excruciating. It felt like a lifetime.
Yeah, okay. Now, you're the current Guinness Book of Records holder.
Yes.
How did you go from 2 minutes to longer than the average person sleeps?
Repetition. You know, having just the belief that you can do it. And you just keep on going at it. You know, like I said, so from November last year, we did a 2-minute planking at the front of my parents' house with a couple of friends after a training circuit. And then the next training circuit, I thought, well, let me see if I can up it. Instead of upping it by 2, 3, 5 minutes, I thought I'd just go straight to 15. And then when I did the 15, I was like, okay, well, maybe I can do a little bit more. But just constantly just trying to build it up as much as I can. But I was lucky and grateful enough I could build them up just that little bit more faster.
Well, we'll let the listeners know. The Guinness Book of Records attempt the first time was knocked back, wasn't it?
That's correct.
And
that's
now how many hours was that, Daniel?
That was 9 hours, 9 minutes, and 9 seconds.
Now, that person that doesn't know what planking is, it's on your all fours, or is that correct?
That's correct. So you're laying on all fours,
yep.
Your toes are on the floor,
yep.
And you put your elbow to your wrist down.
Yep.
And your elbow has to be directly underneath your shoulders.
Mate, it's 9 hours. It starts to become a mental game as much as anything, doesn't it? That would be really hard to do.
It does. Well, I deal with a condition called complex regional pain syndrome.
Yep.
So it's virtually chronic pain constantly all the time. The best way to explain it is my brain or my nerves are sending wrong signals to my affected area, which is my left arm, because I broke it about 17 years ago.
Yep.
So anything like soft touch and movement causes me pain. I've had to deal with pain and had to build up a mental barrier for it, you know, which was a huge benefit with planking, huge benefit. Dealing with pain is physical as well as mental. So that did just give me the upper hand to know what pain I was going to go through and know that no matter what pain the plank gave me, I've probably dealt worse with the arm.
Now, the 9 hours, the one that was knocked back, what was the reason there?
So the reason for that, I had to have the evidence and all the witnesses there, all sent off to get approved, and they came back to me 2 weeks after. They weren't happy with where my hips were angled. So they virtually sent me an email saying, "Dear Daniel, you're probably not going to like this information, but your hips aren't angled in the Guinness World Record standard.
Yep.
So we're going to have to deny it or disqualify you."
So what was that like, Daniel? Was that a bit of a...
It was devastating. It was devastating. I was actually... in the car with someone at the moment, like when I got the emails about 6 o'clock on a Thursday night, and I just remember seeing the notification from them, and my heart dropped, thinking, okay, is it yes or a no? And then as soon as it said unfortunately, I just turned the phone away, and just looked straight. Didn't say nothing to the person I was driving with. Had to go for a work dinner that night. Didn't say nothing then. I was just constantly tuning in my head, like, I didn't get it.
So when. Did you get determined straight away to get back on the horse, so to speak, and break the record? Or did it take a while to get the motivation back?
No. Well, I went to go, so straight after dinner, I went to go and see my mind coach, because I incorporated the mind coach, because he got the email as well, he was CC'd in it. And he just says, well, let's do it again. So we're doing it again. So straight after that, virtually after that night, that was a Thursday night, by the Friday night I was planking. You know, I didn't say nothing, didn't put nothing on my socials. Told my mum, my dad and my brothers, and that's about it.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Would it be your hips and your shoulders that start hurting the first, or your knees?
Your shoulders start to burn.
Yep.
So, I mean, for me, it's funny because usually when you plank, you don't necessarily feel it in your legs until, you know, the 6-7 hour mark. That's where you start to feel a burn.
Okay.
But for whatever reason, in the second attempt, at the 14-minute mark, my legs started to burn. My thigh started to burn.
That's incredible.
And I knew that wasn't right. I'm thinking, here we go, we're going to be in for a rough ride. So I had to deal with that, and obviously dealing with my left arm, being agitated, putting pressure on it, I was dealing with that. When the 4-hour mark comes in, that's where your shoulders start to burn, the tips of your shoulders.
Yeah.
And the way I can probably explain that burn is picture holding up a 5-kilo weight alongside of you and just holding it there. So that burn there.
Yeah, that's hard mentally to actually get over and keep going. So where did you actually hit the wall in the 9 hours? Did you hit a wall at all and you had to get through it? Yep.
I did. I mean, probably at around the 7-hour mark, my body started violently shaking, which it was different. So this attempt was different to the first attempt, because you got to remember, the first attempt, I was training with my body in a certain way, which was supposedly in their eyes, in the Guinness World Records eyes, wrong.
Yep.
So I only had a month to lower my hips down, which is far harder. So you're putting your body in a complete different strain. So I only had that one month to get it sharp from, or get it where they want, and go for it again. So this time around was a lot harder. So in the 7-hour mark, I was trying to pull myself down as much as I can, but my body was rejecting it. And that's when I actually started to vomit on myself, because it was like, that's enough.
And you break through that. Do you get a second wind?
I did. I did. I got a second wind, but it comes in stages. So you get a second wind for 10 minutes. And then you'll be hard for 15 minutes. Then you get a second wind for another 8 minutes, and then be hard for another 20 minutes. You know, so it was really up and down. It wasn't just a constant flow. I'm good.
So you've now got the Guinness Book of Records. It's an incredible. What next, Daniel? What have you got on your radar next? You got anything else you want to go after? Or?
That's probably the most often question I get now. at the moment, I just want to keep on raising awareness of CRPS. Yep. There are a few things brewing in my head, in the back of my head, but we'll just see how far we can go. With raising a bit of awareness, and there'll be something coming up, I'm sure.
Well, that's good. It's good to hear. The most amazing effort in mental toughness and endurance, and when your body starts to burn and want to give way, that probably requires a mental toughness that you don't find in many sports or anywhere in life. That is, you've got to be pretty strong between the ears to get through that.
Thank you so much for that. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Daniel, it's been great to catch up with you. I suppose you're in a different world over in South Australia, to us in Victoria, so you stay.
I feel bad for you guys. I hope you guys are travelling well and keeping safe.
Yeah, mate, you take care. We'll speak again soon when your next world record.
I appreciate it.
No, when you're having a crack at another world record, I'll get in touch again.
Oh, definitely. We'll definitely be in touch again. I just want to say hello to my family members up there. So thank you, everyone.
No worries. Thanks, Daniel.
See you, guys. Thank you.